Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Dana has a couple websites that I will post a link below where you can follow along either on a more broad market sense or with actual investment decisions for his subscriber services. Dana, let's chat a little bit about the U.S. equity markets and what it seems like a bit more of an indecision in the markets, especially after yesterday's fairly significant sell-off. What are some of your models and expectations here for your portfolio management?
Yeah, well, after, you know, a record-setting in many ways first quarter in the stock market, it was impossible to keep up that pace. And so it was not surprising to see some stagnation, some consolidation in the market. We're getting some indications that on the one hand it might be more deterioration in some of the breadth indicators, some of the internal underlying internals in the market than we would have expected. So there are concerns, genuine concerns in this market, other than just maybe some consolidation. On the other hand, you know, there are short-term indications, especially as of yesterday, that, you know, maybe it's overdone on the downside, even though it hasn't been that serious to speak of. But there are some indications that, okay, maybe we have a chance to bounce this thing a little bit here. So not to be evasive, but you have a lot of cross currents going on right now in both on the short term and intermediate term that that are presenting and will present, I think, a lot of opportunity over the next several months. We are undergoing, just because of recent developments, a bit of a shift in our overall investment strategy, which I won't really get into too much, but there are some underlying shifts going on. But like I said, in the near term, probably is going to be a lot of opportunities, maybe from a more of a trader perspective, over the next couple months, both long and short, and a wide array of different sectors, as opposed to basically the first quarter where everything is just going straight up.
Okay, so it sounds like very much trading within a range here, trading, buying low, selling when it moves up a little bit, but not expecting any certain breakouts. Does that mean we're going to see slightly higher volatility then as well?
I would expect volatility to remain somewhat elevated relative to, you know, the lows that we saw just recently, a month ago or so, or certainly the lows that we saw maybe in early 2018. So I think from that perspective, maybe the whipsaw back and forth might keep traders a little bit more uncomfortable, keep volatility elevated a little bit, but maybe not to the extent that we saw, you know, into early this week or anything that we saw, you know, in the fourth quarter of last year, at least not yet.
So what do you think about, too, the interest rate picture or any sectors that benefit from what it seems like still falling rates, falling yields?
Yeah, we did see bond yields as we've been looking for yields to continue falling for some time, as you and I have talked for the last several months. And they have continued down, even though we are bond bears in the long term. We're seeing a nice intermediate term rally in the bond market. and yesterday, we did see a break of some technical levels in the in bond yields, which suggests even maybe a further new lows in the in bond yields over the next couple weeks or so. So along with that, we've seen, you know, a lot of strength in interest-sensitive sectors of the stock market, like utilities and real estate and low volatility sectors, things like that, which we've been pretty concentrated in and have actually been doing very well. In fact, utilities breaking out to new highs, real estate REITs consolidating up near multi-year highs, the low volatility sector moving to all-time highs. So even while, you know, people haven't gotten damaged in the tech pullback and pullback in some other growth areas. There have been areas to be in over the last couple of weeks that are actually performing quite well and hitting new highs. So expect a little bit further to go there, though we would not be chasing them higher right now. We'd probably be closer to taking profits, but there certainly is. It's descriptive of the environment that I expect over the next several months, where there will be opportunities here and there. You just have to know where to look.
Now, do you see any opportunities or any sectors that will have a chance, at least at a more sustainable uptrend, rather than just simply trading ranges?
Well, those interest rate sensitive sectors are hitting new highs, either all-time highs or multi-year highs. So that's one area that that has been doing well. And yeah, I expect, you know, during this transitional phase, there will be areas that will outperform and maybe go to all-time highs again, even as others, you know, kind of languish. You see energy and materials kind of languishing, can't really get off the mat. But I would not, you know, tech's gotten beaten up. I would not necessarily throw the towel in on technology yet. You know, it was quite extended. It's pulled back quite a bit over the last month or so, but still, you know, above previous highs or testing previous highs. So I would not necessarily throw the towel in on tech.
Now, do you think this restrained market, let's call it, where it is range bound, also has a lot to do with the lack of clarity when it comes to trade and when it comes to tariffs and all those type of issues that the global economy is struggling with?
No, you'd be surprised to hear me say that, because the president couldn't come out with a tweet or a comment, or there would be a news headline. You'll see stocks obviously react based on it. But we had the same trade fears, the same trade war, so to speak, going on in the first quarter, and stocks were, you know, screaming higher. So I think that's a narrative that journalists will look for to explain the movement of a stock or a movement of the market from day to day, which, you know, obviously one tweet or one headline will have a short-term effect, but it's not something that you can game or something that we pay attention to. Market's going to go where it's going to go, regardless of the tweets and the headlines. So overall, that stuff is just noise outside of, you know, short-term, some short-term volatility based on, you know, the headline of the day.
Now, Dana, do you think any of this recent weakness in the U.S. dollar, and it has only been a couple days of weakness now, do you think this could take more hold? Could we be seeing a depreciating dollar?
I would not be surprised to see it eventually. I don't see signs yet. The deterioration is anything that's going to stick. In fact, I still see it in an uptrend. That said, it's running up against levels that the dollar index around that 98 level that we've earmarked for a long time as potential trouble, as potential resistance. So even though I can't say that it's in a downtrend, it is more, for the most part, above support. I would not be surprised to see eventually it struggle and maybe fail from these levels, but as of now, I have no evidence to necessarily make that argument.
Okay. Well, Dana, I don't think there's too much more to talk about, but you're not alone in thinking that these markets and a number of sectors will remain fairly range-bound here. Maybe that is due to just where money has been flowing and just how good that first quarter was. To take it all in context, as you said, it was really a historical first quarter, and now there's definitely going to need to be some time for a little bit of digestion and more people to maybe try to find some value in these markets. Dana, great chatting with you. Have a great long weekend.
Thanks. You too, Corey.